Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
The kidneys are bean-shaped organs, each about the size of a fist. They are located near the middle of the back, just below the ribcage, one on each side of the spine. The kidneys are sophisticated reprocessing machines working to keep the blood clean and chemically balanced. However, these sophisticated machines can't stop working due to illnesses such as chronic kidney disease, the focus of today's program. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Stay with us. Chronic kidney disease is when you have kidney problem or kidney failure that is going on for more than 3 months. Hypertension and diabetes are two major contributors to the illness.
There are other causes of chronic kidney disease, so things like sickle cell disease, things like lupus, things related to infection, so like HIV, hepatitis B infection, chronic infection, those things can cause chronic kidney disease. Cancers can cause chronic kidney disease.
Consultant and lecturer at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Adela Mola Shoibo. Urine obstruction is another major contributor to chronic kidney disease.
It's when you have obstruction of passage of urine, especially in males that have enlarged prostate. So we have to make sure that, you know, these people that have enlarged prostate do not develop symptoms of urine obstruction, because if they have these symptoms and it goes on unabated, then they can develop chronic kidney disease.
And what are the signs and symptoms?
The symptoms and signs usually are non-specific. So you might get like leg swelling, people get tired easily, you have sleeping difficulty, your appetite goes, you get lethargic. And if it is severe enough, it gets to the point you might end up with seizures, you might end up with coma. Those are usually the symptoms. Now, I should say, first and foremost, we do not want patients with chronic kidney disease to present with symptoms and signs, because when they present with symptoms and signs, it's already too late. They would have lost up to 60% of their kidney function before they develop symptoms and signs.
Treatment after a diagnosis of kidney disease is highly dependent on the stage of the illness. If a person with chronic kidney disease develops anemia, additional treatment will be required.
We need to investigate for anemia and to treat accordingly. Most times the recommendation is to treat with erythropoietin, which is the protein that is made by the kidney.
Blood transfusion is another treatment option. However, it's not usually advised as it has implications for the patients when they are to get a kidney transplant, the best modality of treatment recommended. The number of persons with chronic kidney disease is increasing, and this means the need for dialysis treatment, the cost to the individual, government, and the healthcare system is also on the rise. As such, emphasis is being placed on preventing the disease rather than treating it.
How do we do prevention? Anybody who's at risk for developing kidney disease, so if you have diabetes, hypertension, lysosomal dominant polycystic kidneys or polycystic kidney sickle cell disease, if you're obese, if you have any one of those, then you need to be screened appropriately to see if you're developing kidney disease.
Our kidneys do a grand job removing the toxic waste from the body, but one is enough to do the job. And as such, we are being encouraged to share with those whose kidney have failed or are failing.
The good Lord gave us two kidneys for a reason, so that we can give the other one to our neighbor. You can live with one kidney, so we're encouraging the population out there to get involved in kidney donation. Either, you know, while they're alive, or, you know, they can volunteer to donate their kidney in case anything happens to them, that their kidney or their organ make available to others who need it.
Consultant and lecturer at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Adedamola Shoibo. This has been Healthline. For more information, visit our website at jis.gov.jm. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.